without discrimination. And today is a culmination of a lot of that effort.
How many organizations or websites do you have participating in today's internet slowdown?
Well, we'll know by the end of the day. I can tell you right now that there are hundreds of tech companies, advocacy organizations, and websites that are displaying, as you call it, the spinning wheel of death. But it's important that the internet will not be slowing down as a result of that, although one website might slow down, and that is the website of the Federal Communications Commission, which will be receiving a lot of the activism. And the last time we had a moment like this was in mid-July, when there were a lot of people commenting at their website, and it in fact crashed. We don't want to crash the FCC website today. We want comments to come in, and we want them to receive them, we want them to listen to them, and we want them to listen to the overwhelming consensus among the public that real net neutrality protections are needed.
Netflix spokesperson Anne-Marie Skeo issued a statement confirming the site will display the spinning icon on its homepage today. She said, quote, consumers, not broadband gatekeepers, should pick the winners and losers on the internet. Strong net neutrality rules are needed to stop internet service providers from demanding extra fees or slowing delivery of content to consumers who already have paid for internet access. Now, Tim, this is very interesting that Netflix is one of those participating, because Netflix really highlighted the problem for so many as they made a deal to have faster, to be on one of those fast lanes and paying Comcast so that Netflix can stream more easily.
Yes, and it's a very good illustration of the type of companies that are protesting the FCC plan. Comcast, for example, has a competing business with Netflix. They provide us with cable television. So it is in their interest as an internet service provider to slow websites like Netflix. But it's not just large companies like Netflix that are participating. There are Vimeo, which is a great video streaming website that a lot of documentary filmmakers use, Etsy, which connects artisans and craftspeople with their customers,